Okay. Yeah, so this is our last, you know, sugya. This is our last shiur on the sugya, so just to make sure we get everything finished. So at that point, I hold off questions. Please don't take any offense. Okay, so we were in the middle of, you know, discussing, you know, basically when you have a big clash between a ma'isa iser and a ma'ichel iser, and the case presented by the Rishonim is where you have a clash between either the option of a shechita b'Shabbos, the ma'isa iser, or the option of eating nevela, which would be the classic ma'ichel iser, and the question is, which way you go? So you saw in the Rishonim there are two, you know, in the big picture, two approaches in terms of which way you go. The first approach we discussed were those who held you go for the nevela. We discussed the different reasons there, either because of the chomer iser or the factor of who versus acherim. That was for that first approach. So now moving on to the second approach, that we favor the shechita b'Shabbos, the ma'isa iser, the ma'ichel iser. So we pointed out that there are three categories of, you know, of answers in terms of how to explain why we favor, you know, shechita b'Shabbos over nevela. So the first category were technical factors. We mentioned, you know, one yesterday. And then when we moved on to the second category, which focused on why shechita b'Shabbos is specifically more kal. So already within the second category, we already discussed, you know, one answer, which was the answer of the Ravid quote in the Rush, this factor of that kfar nitan litchos, the idea is that once you already have to violate Shabbos to perform the malachos of Havara and Bishul to cook whatever food you're dealing with, as we pointed out yesterday, that either even if you take the vela option, the meat at hand is raw, so either way you're going to have to violate Shabbos for the malachos of Havara and Bishul. So once you're ready, Mechal Shabbos, so then we prefer for you to be, you know, have another Chilul Shabbos instead of having an independent new violation of the Vela. So that was the first day of the Ravid in the Rush. That was one explanation again for why Shabbos is more Kal. So again, the first one is because Shabbos is more Kal in context because already Shabbos already has to be violated. We prefer to have another violation of Shabbos than to have a new second independent violation of Nevela. Okay, so now moving on to new stuff. This is the, you know, let's say the second, you know, answer in the Rishonim which highlights why Shechita b'Shabbos is more Kal, and that is Maram Mirudenberg. Again, quoted by the Rush as Rabbeinu Meir, since we already read it, I think actually the first year in the Sugya to highlight this perspective of Chutra. If anyone want to summarize what Maram Rudenberg's explanation is as to why we favor Shechita b'Shabbos over Nevela?
Because he said that Shabbos is, we see from Ochel Nefesh, that Shabbos is nothing essentially wrong with it. It's completely hutra, I would say. Mm-hmm. Whereas this from Nevela, it seems to be the chuya. Okay. And so you rally this from hutra.
Okay, very good. So basically, in short, we read it inside a couple nights ago. As Maram Rudenberg basically says, the reason why we favor Shechita b'Shabbos over Nevela is because, meaning the heter of Shechita b'Shabbos is b'Torah's hutra, parallel to the heter Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, in contrast to the heter of Nevela, which would only be b'Torah's d'chuya. That's Maram Rudenberg's approach.
Why?
Why? Why?
How do you know?
How does he differentiate between
Nevela? Oh, very good. So the major problem with Maram Rudenberg is that he's differentiating within the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. He's differentiating between different Nevelas, which is very hard to understand, as the Rami Sada points out. Rami Sada actually rejects this simple understanding of Maram Rudenberg based on the following kasha and says, when you're dealing with the question of Hutra Tuchuya, that's all about the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh. So once you're dealing with the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, so the way Pikuach Nefesh relates to any Isser should be the same. So if you take the Hutra approach, so then just like Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, you know, Shabbos b'Torah Sotra, then it should also be Doche the Isser of Nevela b'Torah Sotra. And if Nevela is only b'Torah Tuchuya, then Shabbos should only be b'Torah Tuchuya. So basically, the big chiddush of the Maram is that even though he's talking about the Heter Pikuach Nefesh in both cases, that somehow the way the Heter Pikuach Nefesh relates to Shabbos is different than the way the Heter Pikuach Nefesh relates to Nevela. To say that when it comes to Shabbos, it's Hutra, When it comes to nevela, it's only dechuyus. So that chiluk is very problematic. And in fact, that's why the Netziv in his piece in Maromei Sada basically has an alternative interpretation of Maram, because he's not willing to say that the chiluk is just between hutra and tuchuyah, because why would you ever have a chiluk between different, you know, different applications of the hetzer pikuach nefesh? And the line in the Maromei Sada where when he formulates his kasha, he says, ube emes, in truth, hichan nirmas, where is it hinted to the Maram, de Shabbos hutar yoser minavela? Where do you ever see that the heter of pikuach nefesh by Shabbos is more hutra, or is more significant than the heter pikuach nefesh when it comes to nevelos?
Wasn't that the whole point of talking at Yom Tov?
So, but what does that mean?
It's megala on melacha in general.
That it's specifically...
That there's when there's a heter of melacha, it's bitaras hutra.
But the question...
Because nevelos is not bitaras Shabbos, it's bitaras melacha suros.
Okay. So what you have to say is that, meaning, that the Maram is drawing a chiluk, that it's not about specifically the nature of pikuach nefesh, meaning as a whole, but it's specifically about the way the heter pikuach nefesh relates to Shabbos, in terms of like Yisurim, which are totally on Zman, based on, as Binyamin is pointing out, based on the Raya from, or at least the Mashal from Yantif. Again, still the question you have to ask is, where does that come from? Like, what's the makor for that? And especially if you think that there is one single makor of chai behem for all pikuach nefesh, and we get this is the next sugya. So then, okay, it's different. But then, how can you mechal like within v'chai behem between two different, you know, applications of chai behem? So again, one suggestion, we have to come back to this next sugya, is that it could be that Shabbos has a unique makor. So we're going to see, although v'chai behem applies to everything equally, we're going to see there's perhaps a unique makor for Shabbos of, you know, Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Harbe. Some of you guys might have gone to that part of the Gemara. But it said it could be that the Maram is saying a big, big chiddush, that Shabbos has its own unique makor for Pikuach Nefesh, based on the fact of Chalal Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Harbe. Again, most Mefarshim understand that as being applicable to other mitzvahs as well. So it could be the big chiddush of the Maram is... One way to take it is that although so the Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh, Mechol Torah Kula, is based on B'chai Behem, perhaps Shabbos is unique in the fact that it has its own makor of Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harbe, assuming that that is limited to Shabbos. And it could be that that's why he has this differentiation, that the nature of the Hetzer Pikuach Nefesh could be different for Shabbos than it is for, say, Shari Surim, perhaps because it has a different makor. But we're going to have to analyze, you know, in the next sugya, the Gemara is there as to whether you can really say such a thing.
I'm just wondering, if it's a svara,
if what's a svara?
Chol Shabbos.
Yeah.
Then
it's actually not a svara. It comes from a pasuk. But I'm not sure where you're going. But
just, okay, I'm just saying, if it works out as a svara,
okay,
it's treated as a svara.
Okay.
Then shouldn't we be able to apply it to any given with a svara exists?
Well, yeah. So I sure, yeah. We'll get back to that, because you're saying they could apply to any mitzvah, right? Be like, you know, be mevatel a certain mitzvah in order to be mekayim that mitzvah later on.
Okay.
Yeah, so it does...
Even to a washer.
Yeah, 100%. And most people say that. That's why...
No, that wouldn't apply to everything. It would only apply to, like, chiyuvis mitzvahs.
What?
Because it's not necessarily... Like, if it's a chiyuvis, it's not necessarily the case. Right? If a guy mevatel a mitzvah, I'd say chiyuvis, let's say. So mechtesi is going to do it any time in his life.
Yeah, but at least, yeah.
Everywhere.
Okay. But okay, granted. But I don't want to get too focused on this, because this is really, you know, a big discussion in our next sugya. But just keep this Maharam Rutenberg in mind when we deal with the with that issue of Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe and what that's about.
I was just thinking the lashon of Chalal Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishma Shabbos Harbe sort of sounds tefuya. Like, you know, we don't want to be Mechal Shabbos, but we'll be Mechal Shabbos because Sacha Kol will be Mechal Mor,
okay.
So it's going to be the Mechal Shabbos is a little bad thing.
Okay. We're going to... I'm not sure if I agree with that, but either way, I'm just going to hold off until next time. Okay, but either way, something important to note within Maram. So again, big Chiddush of Maram is that within Pikuach Nefesh is Mechalik. Again, pointing out, Maromei Soda, that Hagufa is the Kasha of Maromei Soda, which is the basis for why the Netziv interprets Maram in a different way, which we'll get back to later. But we point out it could be that, you know, the Maram holds that there's a unique makor for Shabbos, and that's what differentiates it. We'll get back to that. But it's important to note before we move on from Maram, Maram Rudenberg, is that it's not 100% clear what's the exception, what's the rule, in the sense that he's contrasting two things, right? He's contrasting Shabbos, which is Hutra, with Nevela, which is Dechuya. The question is, what about everything else in the middle? You know, again, which one is the exception and what's the rule? Again, according to what we were saying before, it would be Shabbos. But just to point out, in the Lashon itself, or as Binyamin pointed out, from the Lashon, or the comparison to Yontif and the focus on Otz Kimo B'chol, so that implies that the Hutra is limited to Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? Right. If you stop there, you would say, oh, it seems like Shabbos is the exception, everything else is Dechuya. Then, when you read further, when he describes why Nevela is Dechuya, he says, right, Aval HaNevela, HaMaychel Atzmo Aser, Va'arya Revi Allah. This idea, which we'll get back to a little later, but seems to be very, very much connected to Machal Sasuros, that it's specifically when it comes to a Maychel, you can't say that the, you know, that it's completely mutter, because at the end of the day, you know, the Isser is somehow still there. We'll get back to that. At one point in the end, there's a certain ambiguity within the Maram in terms of what's the exception, what's the rule. Is Hutra limited to Shabbos and everything else is Dechuya? Or is really Nevela the exception, that the Nevela, and we'll say Shar Machalas Asuros, are Dechuya, but all other Averos, which are not Machalas Asuros, which are not Isurit Chetza, that all the rest of them are really Hutra. So again, it's important thing just to point out that it's not 100% clear in the Maram which one is the exception and which one's the rule, which would have the impact of, you know, let's say the clash is not between these two, between two other Yisurim, how would the Maram, you know, assess that clash if you're dealing with, you know, other Yisurim? Yeah.
It could be that there is no rule. It's just each, the reason why he analyzes Shabbos and the Vela for the, that this one is Hutra for its own reason and what's clear for its own reason is because every single Yisur should be evaluated.
Okay, so you're asking the question again, that we're not, you're basically saying, and if I'm an ambiguity within the Maram in terms of how he would relate to other Israel. That's all I'm pointing out.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So according to the Maram, the heter of a chaybam in the cell is not a Hushan nor a Dechuya. It all depends on the case?
That's what it would seem like. Again, it could be, if you want to say that Shabbos is the exception and then Kadesh Yishmar or Shabbos is Harbay is the reason for that, so then that would
really
then Chai Behem is Dechuya. Exactly. So it depends how you explain it.
Or actually, also, Be'etzem it's Hutra, but by Nechal Sirus a reason, there's some there are other.
100%. 100%. Yeah, exactly. So that all kind of depends on how you understand Maram, what's the exception, what's the rule, etc. So far we have two explanations in terms of why Shabbos is more Kal. First one being that, you know, Shabbos is already violated. Second one being this idea of Hutra. So the third explanation within this category, which is focusing on that Shabbos is more Kal, everyone can turn to the Ran. It's a very, very important Ran, where he quotes the Ravid, who has a fascinating explanation as to why we opt for Shechita B'Shabbos over Nevela. I'd like to read this in front, because I think the Lashon becomes very important. Avi, you read it? You see it inside? Or?
Sure, I
don't know. Well, if you're still willing to, you want to go for it?
Where are we at?
This is Dalet on the base. Oh, you have the new one once. Anyone have the old? Anyone have the new Dapay Rit?
Yud
Gimel. So it starts, Dumas of a Garcina.
Yeah. So you're going to borrow Tarabana?
Yeah, just a couple lines. Answers. Initial Haravid, Velashon Hazeh.
Yeah. Mishal Rabbi, the Lashon is a Imhayachol, Shish, Bosakana, Bizar, Lishlo, Lo, Tarnagolas, a chicken. Lama lo Nemar, Lenachri, Shian Khorlo. Is it that like you just, whatever you shachtim or?
Yeah. And Mechira is an alternative. You know, there's Shchita, which is, you know, the way we're supposed to, you know, if you want the I know, to be kosher, you have to do a Maisa Shechita. Nechira is an alternative process where you basically just like slit the throat.
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher.
Oh.
It's basically a way of saying, like, have the Nachri kill the bird.
Yeah,
because
it's
not kosher.
He from...
What?
Should
have been a god. Exactly. There's no difference.
He formulates the question, is that there's no free step, no Nevela already here.
Exactly. It's going to come important. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, that's a very important. All right, so the question is presented, derived at least as presented by the Ran. Is that right? There's nothing in front of you. You have an animal in front of you. And the question is, should you have a Jew shecht it, or just have a guy kill it? Right, so the way, as we pointed out last time, he presents it, should you have the guy do it? Right, v'nachilenu anavela, she'imba ela iser lav. Right, already in the question presents it sad, based on chomer iser, maybe to favor, to opt for the nevela because it's only a lav. Yeah, go for it.
V'lo nishchot v'nitcha Shabbos, she'yesh bo iser skilo.
Oh, so that's the question, right? And already in the question, in the writing, talk about a loaded question, you know, someone just, you know, already he's trying to present the question in a certain way, you know. Like, isn't it mutter? You know, like, you know, there's two ways to answer the question. Either you say, oh, is it A or B? Or like, isn't it A? So that's the question here, right? Shouldn't you favor the nevela because it's less, you know, less chamor?
Why can't you just tell the guy he's
look, you know, it won't be kosher.
A guy can't.
You mean you tell him al-gala? And it also assumes that the guy knows how to shecht correctly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll leave that aside. That's not an option forever. V'lo nishchot. Oh, yeah, I think in this context it just means, yeah. When you're not using, this is just, you know, practically, to be push off Shabbos. Yeah. The heishiv is very important.
Yeah, she's there. Chola iser emin ma'akvo. Vada iser Shabbos lo iser nevela.
Stop it, right? Right, so the Ravid responds, which Isser literally is standing in front of him? Right, we'll explain this in a second. Meaning, if you're trying to assess the situation, he's saying, what is, we'll call it, the most natural response to the situation, and thereby, which Maisa, which course of action is the most natural response to the situation, such that you would say that the Isser associated with that natural response, that is the direct, you know, direct Isser in your path.
Shabbos.
Vada Isser Shabbos, lo Isser Nevela. Why? Right. And why is the Shabbos the more, you know, why is it more natural to Shecht than to, you know, have the Nevela?
Teda Shabbos, lo Shabbos, lo Yemim Bakshamor Nevela. If it wasn't Shabbos, then we wouldn't tell him to go eat a Nevela. Ela
Shluta.
Shluta, right? Bekevin Shekin Isser Ha'omid Alav Ma'akbo, who Sheshav Heter Gomer.
Lo Israel. It's a big chiddush that once you establish that the Isser, which is, let's say, more directly, you know, in front, or let's say the most natural in response to the situation, therefore the Isser, which is more directly in the path of Pikuach Nefesh, once you establish that the Isser Shabbos is that which is most directly connected to Pikuach Nefesh, so then the Pikuach Nefesh is only Doche the Shabbos, and not the Nevela. Lefichach, in Matirin lo Isser Nevela, ad kan l'shana. So again, this suggestion of the Ravid is a very big chiddush, that somehow he has this idea. We'll have to analyze this, because the Ran himself is going to ask a bunch of very important questions. It's basically saying this idea, that when you're trying to assess Hakal Hakal, right, which Isser should be violated, you have to figure out which action is the most natural, what's the natural course of action to be taken, and whatever is considered the more natural course of action to be taken, we say that the heter pikuach nefesh is only docha that iser. So the question is, what does this even mean? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean, the more natural action, and therefore that's the pikuach nefesh is only docha that, like, what's going on here? Any suggestions? Like, why? Yeah.
I think if you look at this proof of the Tida and the
Tida,
I think it's pretty clear that from the Nevela you can derive the only reason why you were doing the Nevela was because the Isser Shabbos was really the essential, the matir, but the essential aspect there. And the Nevela was megal, the fact that we're thinking about doing the Nevela was megal of the fact that the anchor element here is Shabbos. I think that his proof of the Teda can indicate that that's really where he's getting it from. The fact that you can implicitly prove that the Iker is the Tola Shabbos, or is the capacity to be Matir Tola Shabbos.
But why does it matter what the Iker is?
What?
You have two Easter ones. I mean, there are two ways to solve the Pikuach Nefesh. Either through violating Nevela, or through violating Shabbos. So then, why does it matter that one's what you're calling more Iker, what I would call and more direct, more natural? Why does that matter?
I think because that's the the Kibbutz Hanavish much naturally links towards death.
Okay, better. But if this, what this should remind us, this is real different to yesterday, that can anybody think of what we discussed about yesterday, where we also had a different application, but a similar idea, where we opt for that which is more closely linked to the Pikuach Nefesh?
The Avera and the Pikuach Nefesh, the Shabbos. That it, doing the full himself doing it and not
exactly
how that fit in here.
Oh, very good. So yesterday we saw this.
I just listened to it.
Okay,
come on.
The was you listening? Right. We saw yesterday in the Rashba and the Rush, there's chiluk. Right, when they were saying the opposite of Shabbos, they were saying why you favor Nevela over Shabbos, and they said, oh, the chiluk is between the chola himself. We'd rather the chola himself violate the avera than to have acherim violate the avera. I'm wondering, what's shot there? Why does that matter? So we pointed out, because there's this requirement, seemingly, because if you take the dechuya approach to pikuach nefesh, so presumably, you want to minimize the gap between the factor, the heter of pikuach nefesh, and the avera that you're violating in order to solve it. So therefore, you specifically opt for the avera, which is most closely linked to the pikuach nefesh. So for the Rush and the Rashba, the way that that concept of linking the Avera to the Pikuach Nefesh, the way that manifests itself, is through the person. Or which person do we choose to violate? So there, they said, oh, the Koveya is the Gavra. And they were picked the person to whom, who is most closely connected to the Pikuach Nefesh. And that's the Chola himself. The best way to link, to closely link, you know, the Avera to the Pikuach Nefesh is by having the Chola do the Avera, because the same Chola who's subject to the Pikuach Nefesh, by doing the Avera, that has that creates a proximity, a close link between the Avera and the Pikuach Nefesh. So I like to suggest that the Ran holds that same Yisod that we're presumably within a Dechuya approach, you want to link as closely as possible the Avera to the Pikuach Nefesh, but instead of focusing on which Gavra violates the Avera, here's a different analysis that based on which Avera is most closely linked to the Pikuach Nefesh. And the way he assesses it is, what is the most natural reaction to the situation of Pikuach Nefesh? And the Maisa, which is your most natural recourse, or your most natural course of action, so that Maisa, nearby the Avera associated with it, is more closely linked to the Pikuach Nefesh. And based on this Yisod of trying to link as closely as possible the Avera to the Pikuach Nefesh, that perhaps is behind this shot of the right. And therefore he's saying that you choose the Avera, which is the more natural reaction to the situation, because taking that course of action is the Avera which is most closely linked with the Pikuach Nefesh. Does that make sense? One more time.
Wow.
So basically, we're saying that what the Ravid is doing here is by saying that because Shabbos is the most natural reaction when you're faced with a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, he says the most natural response to that is to do a Shechita. So therefore, the act of Shechita, and thereby the Isser of Shechita, is more closely linked to the Pikuach Nefesh, because that is the most natural response to the Pikuach Nefesh. Because when you're faced with the situation of Pikuach Nefesh, your initial reaction would be to do Shechita. So that initial reaction, that natural tendency, basically creates a tighter link between the Pikuach Nefesh and that Avera of Shechita. There's a closer link between those two factors than if you were to take the less natural response of feeding Nevela. Because the track of Nevela is a less natural response to the Pikuach Nefesh, so therefore there's a less of a tzeiruf, less of a connection between the Pikuach Nefesh and that Avera. So again, it's the same you sowed as we had before between the Chilek, between Hu and Acherim, between the Chola and Acherim, but it's a different manifestation of it. Instead of focusing on which Gavra should violate, you're focusing on rather which Avera to violate, based on which Avera is the most natural, most closely related to the factor of Pikuach Nefesh.
Can we try opening this door this time?
Yes. you're not for the.
Is that?
Yeah.
I'm wearing water shoes.
What?
I'm wearing water shoes.
Okay.
Question?
You guys can decide whatever you guys want.
Can I offer a possible understanding of what he's saying?
Yeah.
I think this is based on specifically the way that Ryan formulates the question, the Ravid. Maybe he's saying that we don't need to go after searching for a good. Meaning, we don't need we have an Isser in front of us, and we can go find a guy and make it a less Isser. Right?
It's not less of an Isser.
A lower Isser, I'm saying.
Why?
Nevela.
What does it mean between searching for a guy and searching for a Jew?
We don't need to search for a Jew, just take a naked from that and shut it.
When
is like a very...
There are two issues here. One issue is, which of the two Isserim is this more natural response? We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that question of how do you decide? Because the Ron himself is going to argue, and the Ravin says, "How do you know? I mean, why are you assuming that the Shkita v'Shabbos is a more natural response than Nevela?" We'll get to that question. What I was just explaining is just forget that question. Just what's the assumption? And once you assume that one of the two is more closely linked, who cares? What's that notion of one avera being more closely linked to the pikuach nefesh? So trying to explain that's based on the dechuya. Perspective of trying to link as closely as possible the situation of pikuach nefesh to the avera, and once you have that perspective, then it makes sense to say, okay, let's try to find the avera which is most closely linked to pikuach nefesh. Right. The second issue is going to be now: how do you now assess which one is more closely linked?
Well,
we didn't discuss that.
Because when is to go find a guy?
We'll discuss that right now because Ron's going to question that, but we'll get back to that. Any other questions on the yisod? That the idea behind the Ravid is the idea of trying to link the Pikuach Nefesh to the Avira in order to create that close proximity based on this Dukhuya approach of to Pikuach Nefesh. Fine. Do you see why it's parallel?
I see why it's parallel.
Okay. We had a whole discussion last night about it, so. Okay, so now let's move on to the Ran has two very important questions on to reject the Ravid. Doing a great job. The Timhani.
Shem Kain, Matatarnagolas, Nechoranach, Hilano, Sovolo, Nishol, Lo.
Alright, so what's the case? What are you saying? Alright, the case would be different if what?
You found a pre shechted chicken and.
Oh, pre Nechorant chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Nevela sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
Because now the Ran is saying, oh, if the Nevela is sitting in front of you, so then let's see. So this is a very strong question, Ron. He's basically saying, at this point, he's saying, even if I for now accept your yusod, that the more natural the more natural response to the situation is more closely linked to the pikuach nefesh, and therefore you should opt for that. Right, at the moment, he's accepting that hanacha. But he's saying, where do you get the fact that the Isser Shabbos is more closely linked than the Isser Nevela? He's saying, especially in the case that he presents, where the Nevela is sitting in front of you. So, why is it more natural to go shecht than it is to just eat it? He's saying, in both cases, so shechting has the Isser of Shabbos, and the Isser Nevela is stopping you from eating it. So, why is it a more natural reaction to go shecht than it is to just eat that which is in front of you? So the only reason why you're not eating that which is in front of you is because of the Isser Nevela. So that's the same thing as the reason why you're not shechting is because of the Isser Shabbos. So basically, the Ran is rejecting, this first rejection of the Ravid is that, where do you come from that to say that the Shechita B'Shabbos is a more natural response to the situation of Pikuach
Nefesh? Didn't he prove it from the whole?
Yeah, so what does that mean?
So it means that it just shows your natural response. That is what you normally do. So I don't care that there's now an Isser Shabbos, but the normal action is to go shechta.
Exactly. So I think that's the key. The key for the Ravid is that the difference between Nevela, which is always applicable, and Isser Shabbos, which is only applicable on Shabbos. Right? And therefore, in terms of this question of what your natural recourse is, that can make a difference. And says the Ravid, if you're trying to decide what's a natural response to a situation, so then the fact that for 6 out of 7 days a week, if you're faced with a situation where your chola needs to eat, you would do a shechita, instead of the novella. So that makes it, that's koveya it as the natural recourse. Even though right now, yes, on Shabbos, seemingly you're stuck, because there are two Yisurim, you're either shecht or eat, and they're both subject to Yisurim, and seemingly neither option is more natural. But as the Raven himself said with his Teda, the fact that Shechita is the natural recourse for 6 out of 7 days of the week, that is koveya objectively, that when you're dealing with the situation of needing to feed a chola, objectively, the course of action of, you know, shechting to feed, that is defined as the most natural reaction. And therefore, even on Shabbos, where you're faced with this, you know, with this quandary, we're saying that the most natural reaction is to, you know, go, you know, the course of action of Shechita over the novella.
In light of this explanation, what's the Ran asking? It's such a simple...
Yeah, so...
What's the basis of this question?
Yeah, so it seems like the Ran doesn't take into account chol. Right, the Ran basically says, don't look, you know, we don't... Let's define it based on Shabbos. Right, based on the situation here and now. Right, when you have a situation on Shabbos, or, you know, or you have a chola who needs to eat, it's a question of what's the most natural reaction, you know, in this situation. And therefore, since in this situation it's a tie between the Isser Nevela and the Isser Shabbos, therefore neither one is koveh. So it seems to be that the machlokes between the Ran and the Ravid is in terms of when you're trying to define what's the natural reaction in a certain situation, do you look at, you know, I would say even chol, do you look at, you know, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, or do you focus on the here and now? And that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachlokes, which is interesting. It's hard to know exactly why one would pick one over the other. There's a, you know, why the, you know, the Ran is like focused more on the day itself, why the Ravid is focused more, you know, taking into account all types of days. But that seems to be the two different perspectives. Just one last thing. And then that's the first comparison. Again, the first kasha of the Ran is, you know, why do you assume that Shabbos is more natural? We pointed out what the Machlokes could be. But the Ran has a second kasha. He says, Ood. So what do you think he's saying there? Afilu hu kein that what?
It's true that this is the main thing.
Exactly. Even if Shabbos is the more natural response, basically, still, who cares? This second, you know, rejection is basically rejecting the whole yisod of the Ravid and saying, basically, I'm rejecting the whole notion of it mattering what the natural course of action is. And he's saying, if you're trying to define the hakal akal, the koveya should be the relative chomer of the others. Right? And therefore, this factor of what the most natural reaction, the Ran is completely rejecting, which is a very important machlokes in terms of, it could be that the Ran is completely rejecting this approach of, you know, creating a proximity between the pikuach nefesh and the avera. Again, the Ran is not the one who quotes that other chilek between hu and achirim. So again, he never necessarily holds to this idea. So he can completely reject this idea. Maybe an Aaron type of guy. Completely rejects this notion of there being a value to having a close proximity, a close tzeruf between the pikuach nefesh and the avera. Or he can accept the general yisod and just not like this application of it, not like this idea of that the natural course of action somehow is koveya, you know, that is more, the aveira, which is most closely linked with the pikuach nefesh. But either way, in the second rejection, the Ran is completely rejecting this yisod that you care about, you know, which aveira is more closely linked to the factor of pikuach nefesh. Yes, you do.
Explain it one more time with how the Ravid responds to the Ran's first question.
So how the Ravid would respond?
Yeah.
So the Ravid would respond is that, you know, what's koveya, the natural, you know, the natural course of action is based on all 7 days of the week. And ever since, most of the time it's chol, and since, you know, during the chol, you know, your course of action would be just to shecht over eating a novella. So that's koveya even on Shabbos. And again, then, you know.
Yeah.
Brian was asking, so then what's the Ran going to respond? So the Ran is going to say, who cares about chol? Why are you taking the chol into account when you're trying
here
to...
Now.
Exactly. So that seems to be the machlokes. Again, hard to know exactly what's koveya. This machlokes, but the machlokes seems to be, when defining what the, you know, the natural course of action is, do you look at just the here and now, Shabbos, or do you take a broader perspective and look at chol as well? That seems to be the two studs in there. So Adkan, the second category of answers, which are focused on Shabbos being more calm. So again, to summarize, either because Shabbos is kfar nitches, or that the factor of Shabbos being hutra, or this factor of Shabbos being more directly connected to the pikuach nefesh. So I can now move on to the third category of answers, which are focused on why nevela is more chamor. Again, just so it's an artificial way of classifying the different answers, just to keep things organized. So again, the following two explanations are part of this third category, which are focused on why the reason why we opt for shechita b'Shabbos is right, not focused on shechita b'Shabbos being more chamor, but more on why nevela is specifically more chamor. So the first explanation within this third category is the Merome Sada, is the Nitzif. Anyone want to, you know, say over, you know, the Merome Sada's explanation of the Maram, chilek between Shabbos and Nevela? Any takers? No?
I'll try. It's that, as far as the Isser of Shabbos, there's nothing, so to speak, inherently wrong with it. As we see from the fact that on Yom Tov, which is the same Yisrael Lacha, it's completely lechadchila Ochel Nevesh. Whereas a nevela has something inherently bad, it's timtum halev, if you will. So therefore, even if the Torah is going to say a do it, it has to be a Torah Techuya, not a Torah Sutra.
Exactly. So he hinted to before, Merome Sada understands the Maram's chilek, Shloka Pashtas. Right? As I pointed out before. The Pasha understanding of Maram Merunenberg's Chilek in the Rush is between, you know, the nature of, you know, the Heter Pikuach Nefesh by Shabbos and the nature of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh by Nevela in terms of, you know, how do you understand the nature of the Pikuach Nefesh. As we pointed out before, the Netziv doesn't like that idea because he basically says there's one Makor, there's one idea of Heter Pikuach Nefesh and it has to be uniformly, you know, applied to all different Averas. So therefore, how can you be a Chalek between Shabbos and Nevela? So the Netziv says, really what pshat in the in Maram, in the Rosh, is rather this idea. That, again, it's not about necessarily, you know, that the Heter Pikuach Nefesh is applied differently in different cases, but it's rather just a chiluk in the Averos at hand. In the sense that, when it comes to, let's say, you know, the Isra of Shechita B'Shabbos, so once you apply the Heter Pikuach Nefesh, the Mela, it's Bechol. Right, because once we're matzir the action, therefore there's no remnants. Once you're matzir the iser, it's as if it's not Shabbos, and it's like as if you're doing a ma'isa of shechita b'chol. When it comes to macholos asuros, says the Netziv, as Yehuda beautifully pointed out, you have this other factor of timtum alev, and therefore, according to the Netziv's understanding of timtum alev, it's an objective called metaphysical reality that objectively. Macholos asuros are metamte mesalev. So even when we say it's mutter to eat those things, tzorach bikuach nefesh, at the end of the day it has to be b'toras dechuya, right? Because dechuya, if dechuya is defined as, you know, there is some counter pressure, it's just we override that counter pressure. So when it comes to macholos asuros, the counter pressure is timtum alev. It says objectively that food when you eat it will be metamte mesalev. That, in a sense, is a counter pressure. So in a chanami, we override it, but it's overriding the Torah's duchuya because that counter pressure still exists. So therefore, it says in Sib, the reason why we favor, you know, shechita b'Shabbos over nevela is not because, oh, you know, the, you know, Shabbos has a unique form of pikuach nefesh, but it's rather that there's a certain chomer associated with nevela, namely the chomer of timtum alev, which says we avoid, you know, violating nevela because we want to avoid the factor of timtum halev. Oh. So in the last line, the Chavrusa and Seder, the Netziv says, oh, with this pshat, I can now explain, you know, Akasha that I had, you know, on the Mishnah. And he says this is in one line, but basically the Netziv says a raya to his pshat is the fact that the Mishnah on Pei Beis, and Pei Gimel Melech, our Mishnah, says Misha Achso Bulmus, right? Someone who's in a state of Sakana on Yom Kippur. The Chiddush is Ma'achilin also Afilu Dvarim Tzmeh. So it says in Netziv, Tash, if we're willing to violate Yom Kippur, which is Karis, for Pikuach Nefesh, then Kol Shekein that you're willing to violate Machalos Asuros for Pikuach Nefesh. So what's the Chiddush? Nesiv says, the Chiddush is this factor of Tintum Alev. And the Machalos Asuros, you see from the Mishnah, The fact that the Mishnah has a bigger chiddush to be mechalel, even machalos asiros for the sake of pikuach nefesh, that highlights a certain chomer associated with machalos asiros, even, you know, over and above the chomer of Yom Kippur, which is karis. And he says, what's pshat? The pshat is the symptom alay factor. And that's why the Mishnah has to go out of its way to say that we're even violate machalos asiros, because the Gemara is the Mishnah is assuming that there's an implicit chiddush there, because there's a certain chomer of Tumtum Alev associated with Machalas Asuros. So the obvious rejection, I'm sorry to say this, of this Raya is that, wait a second, it's not a one-on-one clash. Is that what you're going to say?
No, it's
But the obvious dechia of this Raya is that...
Dechia.
What? Yeah, the obvious, you know, refutation of this Raya is that the reason why it's an added chiddush to eat Machalas Asuros in Yom Kippur is because when you eat Machalas Asuros, you're doing two things. You're eating it on Yom Kippur and you're violating Machalas Asuros.
Yeah, that's a pashas.
Yeah, it's a pashas.
What? I thought we weren't sure how to learn the Mishnah to talk about it.
Yeah, just
in general.
Just let it stop.
I thought we had a whole
thing. Just in general.
I think it's talking
about...
It's in Yuma. So I think it's talking about...
I think we have...
That was the Brysa.
That was the Brysa. The Brysa of the Gemara quotes, that is Misha Achso Bomas, yeah, that's talking about, I'm sorry, that's referring to Pei Beis Ma'alav. Uber Shehericha. But I think the Mishnah in Yuma, I think, is understood as talking about Yom Kippur.
But so why would Uber Shehericha be any different? Because it's also a Mishnah in Yuma.
No, that is. I'm talking about the Brysa. Uber Shehericha, the Brysa quoted by the Gemara.
Got it.
That's really not talking about Basar Kodesh and Basar Chazir. But the Mishnah is in Yom Kippur, presumably you're talking about Yom Kippur. So again, the simple understanding of the Mishnah, as you probably would say, is that the Chiddush of Machalos Asuros is not because Machalos Asuros is more chomer than Yom Kippur. It's just that because when you're eating Machalos Asuros, you're doing two things. Not only are you eating on Yom Kippur, but you're also now eating Machalos Asuros on top of that. So again, it's an interesting raya that the Nesiv brings, but again, it's easy to be docha that. Just one.
Clearly, it said learn the Mishnah as referring to general.
I think you would if you hold the riot. Because at the end of the day, we're still saying Yom Kippur, you can eat on Yom Kippur. So why does Mishnah feel the need to say that? I didn't even do it with another weaker Ezra.
Mm. Okay, could be. I'm not willing to say, I don't think he thinks that the Mishnah is dealing with.
I think that he says when the Mishnah paper is telling me you can violate Yom Kippur.
I think he's talking about the same Mishnah. No, I think he's saying the same Mishnah, which allows you to eat. I think he's referring to, again, it's a one line in the Nesif. It's hard to know. All he says, it's on the Mekoros. All he says is like, the chozet li manu mi Mishnah senu.
Yeah.
And delol the manu machalos asuros mi omek yikurim to someone. So it's hard to know. I'm not sure. I would assume he's referring to Pegimol. I'm assuming he's referring to Pegimol, but. And just like one last thing in the tip before we go on, it's important to note, in light of our previous discussions, that if the pshat of the Moronim Yisada, that the reason why Nevela is more chamer is because it's Metamkim Asalev, so then based on our learning yesterday those Ramban de la Torah, so that it wouldn't be equally applicable to all Machalos Asuros. So because if we understand like the Ramban de la Torah, that there are two categories of Machalos Asuros. Certain machalos asuros are matam temas alev. Is there shratim and the isrim nevela according to the Ramban? There's a whole other category which are kedusha based. That's the way he understood basar b'chalav. That's the way he understood the isr of treifa. So according to it's very important. According to the Meromi Sada's understanding, that if the pshat in nevela is about temtem asalev, so then the chomer of nevela would be limited to those machalos asuros, which are similar to Nevela, which are Matam Temes Alev. It would be important enough, Gemina, that again, if the Netziv agreed to the Ramban's classification of Machalos Asuros, that would only apply to those Machalos Asuros which are Matam Temes Alev, but would not apply to other Machalos Asuros, such as Basar B'chalav, according to Ramban, and Treifa, which are not Matam Temes Alev. That's just important.
So what you're saying is that if we had Basar B'chalav versus Shkita, you'd say, go eat the
Basar B'chalav. Exactly, that's important enough, Gemina. Yeah, I feel like I have a
impression now. Oh, two things. First of all, in terms of the Mishnah here, Mishnah Chazal Bulmos.
Yeah.
Like, I always assumed that it was talking about on the call. And
really?
I mean, Yeah, Mishnayos do that a lot. Like, you have in Megillah, you have, like, all these, like, Mishnayos about okay. being this, and that, being the other thing. You have in Menachos, like, this Menachos thing is not going to be the Menachos thing. They have entirely like, entire
okay. That's what Brian was saying also. It could be. Maybe that's the way Nitziv lands it.
And also, is another way to formulate exactly what the Nitziv was saying, would we be able to formulate it as saying that the Avera is Hutra, meaning both the Avera and Avela and the Avera of Shabbos are both Hutra. However, there's still by Nevela there's collateral damage, and by Shabbos there's no collateral damage.
And the mushal of Dechuya is the sense that, Dechuya in the sense that there is some remnant. But not remnant from the Isser itself, but remnant from, the Tintamol. It's a good way of saying it. So the last, the second explanation within this third category, which plays up the chomer of Nevela, is the Ran himself. So right after the Ran rejects that the Chudosh, explanation of the Ravid, he gives his own pshat. Anyone remember what the Ran's explanation was based on? Exactly. That why. So why is Nevela more chomer? Exactly. So it's. Alright, so which sounds the first kind of like, seems to be push it, but we'll analyze it in a second. Ron says, if you're dealing with Chomer, Nevela is more Chomer, because you end up, each Kezias is an additional Isser, and he's presenting this idea that Chomer also takes into account the minion Yisurim. How many Yisurim are you violating? And therefore the Ron says that Nevela is more Chomer from the perspective of minion Yisurim, because you have multiple, Yisurim violated by Nevela, is one fell swoop. It's only one mice. Just finish up, then I'll take the questions. Just to isolate, the two assumptions of the run. So the assumption number one is that each kezias is an additional. Is an additional iser. So the run, proves it from. Yeah, he brings a raya. But what's his raya?
Yeah, that's raya.
Exactly. So the raya, excellent. So the run brings a raya. Says, If a Nazir is given two different Hasras, not to eat, not to drink wine, so he's Chayev twice. So the Ron says, you see from there that each time you violate, the minimum Shira, that's an additional Isser. But as Aaron just pointed out, not so push it. Perhaps that is limited to that case where there are multiple Hasras. And perhaps, again, this is a larger topic of Hasra, that the Hasra is able to redefine the Maisa Avera. And when there are the two different Hasras of Al Tishta Yayin, the Hasra thereby redefines his Shasiyas Yayin, as long as there are two Revius words, into two different Maisei Avera because of two Hasras. But you don't necessarily know, and this is the fault in the Ran's Raya, and this is why other people could reject this, you don't necessarily know that when someone, let's say in the classic case where there's one Hasra in Nevela, or in this case there's no Hasra here because you're doing Kedin, that just because you eat two kezesim and avela, mehechitesi, you don't necessarily know that you're over two different averas. So again, assumption number one of the Ran is that, each shear, each minimum shear that you eat is going to be a separate iser. Again, he brings a raya from Hasra, and we pointed out that's not such a pashut raya. The second assumption of the Ran is that even if you accept the first assumption that there's a separate iser associated with each kezias, which each shear, he also assumes that the minion Yisurim, is in the Hakal scale, trumps the Chomer HaYisur. Again, it could be, right, he assumes that two violations of a Laf is more Chomer than one violation of a Karis. That's his assumption. Again, I hear it, plausible, but not necessarily Mukhach. You can hear someone arguing and say, no, maybe Shechita B'Shabbos, which is subject to a Chiyav Misa, even one of those is more Chomer than two Lav. So again, two assumptions of the Ran. Number one, that there are multiple, that the Riboy Shir, leads to Riboy Yisurim. And number two, that the Riboy Yisurim is more Chomer from the perspective of HaKal HaKal Tchila than, the Onish.
Yes, so let's say the only amount of Nevela that he had to eat was a Kazakh for.
That would seemingly be enough to me, no.
So then you would say that you should go chef the animal?
That's what it would seem like for the run.
Or you shouldn't chef the animal. You should eat the meal.
No. You should, exactly. You should eat the meal, exactly. Yeah. That's why all these reasons are important. Well, number one, they're important because, they're fascinating, lumdus that comes out of them, but also, you know, they're also important because there are a lot of nafkamina, you know, in a number of the cases.
So Rashi's pirush of tevel versus truma clearly doesn't hold to this, because if you have one big pile of tevel, and the question is, do you eat the tevel as it is, or do you mafresh truma?
Exactly.
So you would probably have to interpret the Gemara like the Tosfos Arid.
Why is this? What?
If you have one big pile of tevel, and Rashi's whole the whole question of do you eat tevel, do you eat truma, is should you eat this pile of tevel as it is, or should you take a little piece of that and turn it into truma?
Oh, yeah.
So clearly, as Reboy Shira is,
each eye is a tevel because another eye is a tevel, while you know, you'll only have ever one of Bila.
Excellent. That's a good, very good aura. So it's clear that Rashi, in explaining the Gemara, is, you know, obviously disagreeing with, you know, one of these two assumptions of the Ran, and doesn't view the Reboy Shir as Reboy Isser, or thinks that the factor of Reboy Isser doesn't add a Chomer. Okay, very good. Okay. So in the last 10 minutes that we have before Mincha is to now, right? So basically, we just discussed, you know, one example of the clash between a Maisa Isser and a Maichla Isser, that the example discussed by the Rishonim, the clash between Shechita B'Shabbos and Nevi'ah. What is interesting is that while all the Rishonim discuss that case, you would think, but they don't, the Gemara itself in Pekim Lomavis seemingly has a parallel clash between a Maisa Isser and a Maichla Isser, and it's surprising that the Rishonim don't really connect the two. I'd like to point out, if you read it inside, that there seems to be, you know, a parallel here. So again, if you turn to Pei Gimel Mavis, the Gemara here is commenting on Rabba's statements, right? Rabba earlier basically said that, if it's Efshir, right, in terms of the clash between Tevel and Shuma, that if it's Efshir B'chulin, if you can just be Mafrish from the Tevel, then of course, then you go for the, you know, you go for that. And Gemara asks right now, it's Pashit, of course, it's not a clash. It's Chulin or Truma. It's not a Kalakal. So what's the chiddush? If someone could read for us the Gemara Pegel on this. Anyone? Yes, Brian?
Asher b'chulin shita. Obviously, if you get chulin, that's what you do. Well, shita b'shabbos is the case that shita finishes, you violate Shabbos, basically.
Right, and therefore, because on Shabbos, it's usher to be mafresh, trumas and maisas. Exactly. It's a, you know, ke'in, mechzik metakin kli. It's like a derabanan form of tikkun kli. Gemara says, still,
Shabbos not in Shita, tells the Rabbanim, it's only Nesu Rabbanim, so obviously you do that, and then Nesu the rest of the Tevel.
Exactly.
So I'm like, then Rasi Shinanak of the Rabbanim. It's Tevel, which is Rabbanim, comes from like an uncracked flower pot.
Exactly. There's no hole in the bottom, so there's no connection between, you know, the plant and the ground. And it's a separate Din and Trumos, and Maestros, that Din is drawn, that you only Chiyah Midaraisa if it's growing from the ground. So in short, it basically says, so it's a clash between a Maisa Isser of, I mean, again, both are drabanan. If it's a ma'isa iser drabanan of hafasha shumas and ma'isras, and a ma'ichel iser drabanan of tevel midrabanan, right? And yet, it's very important. Yet, Rabba is saying that what? What do you go for? What are you supposed to do? You violate Shabbos. You go for the ma'isa iser. So if you stopped here, sounds like a great raya from the Gemara. Then you have a clash between ma'isa iser and ma'ichel iser. You go for the ma'isa. But let's go on. Skip the next line. Some people take it out.
Okay,
what? Well, we got to Lema Tanahi.
Lema Tanahi, the sign of Misha Nashon Nachash, the snake on the rope from the Makum, the animals, the tarnulas, the chicken, the bosom of the secretion, they take vegetables for you, Machin also. And the last line, it says, ain't sort of lost, so you don't have to separate Meister from these vegetables.
So according to Rebbe. So Rebbe is basically saying it's seemingly in a parallel case, you have a clash between Tevel Drabanan and a ma'isa iser of frasha midrabanan, and he says, opt for tevel midrabanan. So that seems to be against the psak of Rabbi.
It's changing because it said before you're violating Shabbos anyway. In this case, you're putting it from the ground.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
But isn't that something? There's no way to do it different.
What?
There's no other way to do it. Then. I mean, it's only ma'isa versus ma'achol. There's two options: a ma'isa and a ma'achol. You can't get the food without putting it out of the ground.
Yeah, but that's not the issue. The issue here is whether you're mafresh.
No, I was saying the fact that you're doing myself tearing it out of the
ground. I thought you were asking that's like related to the rush.
Yeah,
he was saying like, but once you call Shabbos, it's an interesting point.
I don't know.
So different, let's just.
Alright,
so that right. So the Gemara is saying, look, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon aligns with Rabba, and says, you go for the ma'isa iser of hafrasha over the ma'achol iser of tevel midrabanan. So, right, name of Eliezer Shimon, who, look, Rabbi, seems a machot tonight. The more answer is,
which it could lead you, if you don't do it for this, you'll come to not be mafresh for actual tabla de raisa if you're ready for that. You're able to, that you should separate it. The Shara said, what's the Shira Nakov if you don't separate by tabla de rabbanon, asimichal, what's the Shira Nakov? You're going to come to actually eat it.
Okay. So let's just summarize. So if we were to ask the question, bring an important good in the Gemara, which is a little overlooked. If I were to ask you the question in terms of right, Rabbis Psak, is that you go for the, you know, the Maisa Isser of Afrasha, right? That's more cow than eating Tevel Midrabanan. So if I were to ask you straight up, bottom line, what's the reason for that? Why is it that Rabba favors Afrasha over Achilas Truma, Achilas Tevel Midrabanan?
The Rabbi maybe.
Yeah, before we get into the lambdas, just in the Gemara. So the that's only one of two answers. So the one answer within Rebbe is it becomes important. So it depends on whether you're within Rebbe or within Rav Elazar Bar Shimon. So according to Rebbe, the only reason why you would be mafresh over eating the Tavlan Midrabanan is because of a gezeira atu da araisa in the case at hand. Because the Atzat She'inu Nakov can come to, or if you eat that Tevel Midrabanan, you come to eating Tevel Midraisa as well. Just to analyze this, according to Rebbe, or the Gemara's explanation of Rebbe, sounds like ordinarily we would favor Michael Isser over Maisa Isser. It's just in this case where the Michael Isser would be associated with the Gezeira Atu D'Araisa that we favor the Maisa Isser. So again, as you can tell, it's linking back to our oral discussion. So it seems to come out that according to Rebbe, again, that the only reason why we favor the Maisa Isser of Afrash in our case, it's an Atu She'inu Nakov, is because the Maichal Isser would come to an Atu D'Araisa. But sounds like, otherwise, right, Rebbe would think that otherwise you would favor the Maichal Isser. Right? Otherwise, you should be eating the Maichal Isser. So again, this seems to align with those shittos who think that the Michael Isser is more cow than the Maisa Isser. So what do any of the explanations above regarding favoring in Avela over Shchita carry over? Over here?
The Rebbe maybe?
No, favoring the Avela. Favoring the Avela.
What?
Wouldn't
it be the opposite? That the only reason it's just Tevel is because it's zero.
And the only reason why our case, we favor. No, we don't. We're mafresh.
Yeah,
so we're mafresh only here, but otherwise we'd favor the Michael. So the only, if you remember, the two explanations we gave earlier for why you'd favor, you know, the Michael Isser of Nevela over Shchita, one of them is one factor is the Chomer. That doesn't apply here because they're both Durabban. So the other one that does apply is the Chole versus Acher. And we pointed out it could be that might be Pshat and Rebbe, that ordinarily we favor the Maichel over the Maisa, because the Maichel is always associated with the Chola, because who else is eating it besides the Chola? While the Maisa is most likely going to be associated with someone else who's going to be doing it on behalf. So again, the Pshat and Rebbe, if you analyze it, come to an ultimate conclusion, Rebbe seems to be taking the approach of Maichel Isser, and again, the Svar which carries over is this Chila between who and Achir. But now there's another answer to the Gemara. Everyone seemingly ignore it, but we're Elazar Bar Shimon. Elazar Bar Shimon basically thinks that you always favor the Maisa Isser. You always opt for the Maisa Isser over the Michael Isser. Right? He says you always should be mafresh, whether or not there's a gzera atu, you know, associated with the Tevel Midrabanan. So it seems to come out that according to Elazar Bar Shimon, so the question you have to ask, let's take a step back. So according to Rav Elazar Shimon, you always favor bimafresh hafrasha beisir over eating the tevel midrabanan. So the question is, what's pshat? Why does he always favor, why does he think that hafrasha midrabanan is more kal? So really quickly, because we don't have so much time, you're going to see a couple of answers. So the first two answers will carry over from our previous discussion. One of them, why would you favor, you know, the maisa over the Michael? One answer clearly is the minyan isurim. Right? Again, because the maichel is generally associated, you know, as long as you eat more than one kezias, you'll have multiple isurim. Let's carry over the ran svar. So again, one svar which carries over to why you'd favor, you know, the maisa over the maichel is because you're trying to keep down the amount of isurim you do. Maisa is only one isur, maichel can end up being multiple ones. The other option is the hutra dechuya, you know, chilek, that meaning based on the maram, either according to the nitziv or otherwise, that it could be that the maisa could be subject to hutra, but the maichel, which is the maichel isur, would be subject that's more of a dechuya, be it, you know, timtum alev or otherwise. The last factor, those are two svaras which we had earlier, which carry over.
The
first one is the minyan isurim. Because, right, shechita, or a maisa isur is only one fell swoop, one isur, and the achila is generally multiple isurim. The second one is the hutra dechuya. And the third one, which is specific to this case, and with this we'll conclude, is the answer given by the Tosa Rosh. Tosa Rosh gives a more localized answer. And he says that basically that tevel midra banam is more chamor than, you know, hafrasha, the isur hafrasha midra banam. What does he say? Because he says, tevel midra banam is like a certain gnai associated with it because of the association between tevel midra banam and tevel midra raisa, which is chayiv nisa. The obvious question with this we'll conclude is, what do you mean? What about hafrasha? What's hafrasha atu? Tikamana, which is also associated with nisa. So what's the rush b'machalik? They're both dirabanans, which are associated with the oraisas, which are associated with nisa. So perhaps you can machalik between two different types of dirabanans. Which is important, you saw that there are two types of gzeras dirabanan. There are some called gzera dirabanan, which are basically atu. Can't do this, atu, you're going to come to that. Another type is called a malacha dirabanan. Where basically it's like a ke'in da'araisa, that because the following, you know, resembles the da'araisa, basically we give it the status of a malacha. So it could be that what the Rosh is saying is that tevel midrabanan is considered like a malacha drabanan. Because it's parallel to tevel da'araisa, we give it like a ke'in da'araisa status. Masha ein ke'in, now tikkun mana, that's like a gezera, that's an atu, and perhaps that's the chilek between a malacha drabanan being more chamer than a gezera drabanan. Well, that will conclude, I think, is mincha starting now. Sorry for going a second over.